Sometimes the story of a neighborhood comes into focus on a single city block. Welcome to Congo Street. It's just a block long, and it's the heart of Jubilee Park. When the weather's nice and the sun's out, folks flock to their porches. Half a dozen homes have been renovated and retrofitted and are as neat as pins. Down the block, though, Congo Street is pockmarked with old, weathered houses, a vacant lot, and a few beat-up cars. It's a street in transition, much like the neighborhood. Lifelong residents of Jubilee Park are grateful for what's already changed, especially the drop in crime. But bring up the idea of finances or banks and be prepared for skepticism.
I'm just not trusting of banks. You know, electronically, you know, things go wrong. I know if I get my check, it's mine. You know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna get lost. Ain't no hacker gonna get it. Ain't no misplacing or I need a code to get my money.
Chris Crowley's 35 years old and a longtime resident of Jubilee Park. He has a steady job at Target and no bank account. On payday, he forks over a dollar of every hundred he makes to cash his check. But to him, it's worth it.
You read about it every day. Some bank is losing information and I got bills to pay and I ain't got time to tell the life company, hey, I can't pay y'all right now because it was a glitch and my money's lost.
There's no law that says you have to have a bank account. Economists have a word for it, unbanked. It might sound academic and far away. It's not. About 13% of Texans are unbanked, according to the Corporation for Enterprise Development. That means no checking account, no savings account, nothing.
It's a challenge. And in Dallas, we've got some big issues, too. I think in the city of Dallas, it's almost 15.6% of people are unbanked, and then another 26% underbanked.
That's Susan Hoff with the United Way of Metropolitan Dallas. What those numbers add up to is two of every five North Texans either don't have banks or are underbanked. That means you have an account, but you still rely on things like payday loans.
That's a lot of folks who don't have access to, you know, a direct deposit, for instance, or the ability to write a check to pay utility bills or rent, or be able to get cash easily.
There's an even bleaker statistic about full-time workers over the course of a lifetime.
Those without a bank account can spend $40,000 just to cash their paychecks.
That's right, $40,000. Laura Rosen's with the Center for Public Policy Priorities in Austin. She says most people who go without a bank account also buy money orders every month, and some pay fees to put money on a prepaid card. In Jubilee Park, 63-year-old Roger Payne fits that description.
I don't have no problem with banks. I just don't have the money to put there. That's all that is.
Payne still works 18 hours a week through a program run by the AARP. He cleans and organizes at a Dallas community center. He also gets a small Social Security check. He says he makes less than $1,000 a month, so a prepaid card works better for him.
The money that I get from AARP goes directly on my card, and money from Social Security goes directly on my card, so I don't have a need for a bank.
He says it costs him about $5 a month to maintain the card. $60 a year isn't steep, but being unbanked comes with deeper costs, too. Without an account, it's hard to save money and even harder to build credit. Some people choose not to have a bank account. Some couldn't open one if they wanted to. Laura Rosen says a bad banking history is hard to rewrite.
Let's say you had insufficient funds, and then you're put into a system called check systems, which kind of a lot of banks will not allow you to open an account if you're in that system for a while.
Which is where organizations like the United Way come in. It backs the program Bank On in Dallas, Denton, and other U.S. cities. The program works with local banks and credit unions, encouraging them to take on potentially risky customers. It educates those customers, too.
Whether that's financial literacy training, connecting them with a financial coach, really educating them on the benefits of banking and how they'd actually go about getting connected to a bank.
And when it comes to the trek out of poverty, that's an important step. The average person without a bank account spends $1,000 a year on fees. That's a lot of money for anyone. For folks struggling to get by, it's a fortune. For someone living paycheck to paycheck in Jubilee Park like Chris Crowley, that money actually buys peace of mind.
I cash mine, put it in my pocket, and pay my bills, and that's that, you know.
A philosophy that doesn't come cheap, but one many of his neighbors share. Courtney Collins, KERA News.